You're listening to the Her Revive podcast. I'm your host, Andra Williams, the founder and CEO of Her Revive Co., a membership community helping Christian women to connect, to learn how to walk in freedom, and embrace their new identity as women living fearlessly restored. Whether you're at the beginning stages or you fully mastered this thing called life, on this podcast, this is where we do life together, bringing you tips, business strategies, laughter, and tons of vulnerability from myself and experts included to help you navigate as a woman revived. Let's jump into today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to this week's episode within the membership of our private audio podcast. So you guys, within the membership, right, within Her Revive, our goal isn't to solely just look good on the outside, right? Dressing up and heels and all that stuff, even though we talked about all that stuff and that's going to be the vibe for 2024, but also the vibe is being restored and being healed, finding deliverance. And so as you guys saw within the title, within this week's episode of the private podcast is all about releasing yourself from the orphan spirit. If you have any sort of mother or fatherhood wounds, this is also going to be applicable to you, because as I said, it's like our goal isn't to solely just to look good from the outside, but internally we are in bondage. So you may be asking yourself, like, what is the orphan spirit, right? The orphan spirit really attaches itself to a person who has any sort of abandonment, who have dealt with rejection, disappointment. If you have fostered the idea of that you are unlovable, that God has this different viewing of you towards all the other children, you know, all his other children, within having this spirit is also about just this false narrative that tries to paint its picture that you are isolated from all of the other children, and that it's a space of where you battle with any sort of like insecurities, anxiety, timidness, and that you're just suffering, right? You're suffering because you are a unloved child. You are suffering because everything around you is painting this picture of you being the black sheep, right? The spirit really enters a person who really has this mental thought process, is that they are, as I said, unlovable. That it really is that they see it happening for other people, but when it comes to themselves, is that it's not going to happen to them because God has forgotten about them, and that their parents did this and their parents died and people used to bully them in high school. And so as an adult, what happens is that you start to really isolate yourself because you feel so rejected. And with that isolation, right, as I talked about a while back about why I wasn't really wanting to be in community, it was because I really battled with the spirit of an orphan, and how this particular spirit made me believe that God wouldn't love me, that all of my prayers, all of my tears, that they were in vain, and that God would do this for everyone else. But when it comes to you, look at your scars, look at your pain, look at your story, look at how your dad died, look how people used to bully you, look at all of these different things, right? And so I carried those things and I was ashamed. And so when I became a Christian and they were telling me about how, you know, once you allow for yourself to become redeemed and restored and to accept Jesus as your savior, then you are adopted into his royal priesthood. You are adopted into that family. But I didn't really understand that because I was like, oh my gosh, you know? And so I live my life on this outer skirt. And you will oftentimes see that within the sales page, is that I talk about this outer skirt of where I lived. And that outer skirt was me looking from the playground as a child. I'll use an example. As a child who's looking at the kids play on the playground, who had their mother and their father, but I'm looking around trying to figure out, like, where's my mom? Where's my dad? All these different things, right? And it created this sense of rejection. So if you have been rejected multiple times, then now you're becoming a Christian and everyone is telling you to go for it, to believe in yourself, to have faith. Like, it's so hard because that spirit is constantly reminding you and it's creating a false reality that God isn't with you and that God doesn't love you and you are an orphan and that you are just forgotten. right? And so that is really what we're talking about, is really understanding how to find deliverance and how to disassociate yourself from the spirit, because it doesn't matter how much you dress it up on the outside, every time it's time for you to get into a relationship, every time it's time for you to believe in God, right? It causes this mental instability. It causes this particular thought process of creating a false reality, a false belief system. It tries to deceive you that you are an orphan, right? And we know that in the Bible that God is so broken for his children. God is so broken for the fatherless daughter, for the fatherless sons, like the motherless, fatherless. God is broken for that, right? Because God understands that particular wound that it opens and that particular wound that it creates. And so if you are in this season right now and you're like, God, I want to believe in you and I want to look to you as my father, it's a little bit hard for me to trust in you. It's probably going to resort back to the viewing of you have of your natural father, right? If your natural father has disappointed you, if your natural father has rejected you, if your natural father has caused and never stayed faithful to his word, then now moving over to God, you're bringing that whole perception to God, right? You're bringing over that whole belief system, and the enemy tries to really play up on that and causes you to really believe that you are not accepted into the royal priesthood, and that the bloodline that you have within you, that it is not the bloodline of God, like you're not a part of this, right? And so when we are finding healing from this particular spirit, as I said, it's all about really understanding where is the nesting ground, right? Where is that particular open wound at in your life in order for this spirit to find its way into your life? Because it's not going to be something that's like, oh, it just happened, right? There was an entryway. There was a door that was open, whether knowingly or unknowingly. So within my case is that the door was open through the death of my father, and that unknowingly created this deeper sense of rejection. It created this deeper sense of anxiety. So if you have anxiety, timidness, fear, those are the doors that are open, right? And so I want for you to write that down and to ask yourself, like, okay, what doors do I have that's open in my life? And it's okay for you to be honest and say, this is the door that I hope that I have open. If you listen to the previous audio, we talked about just having a door open of like, maybe this is lust, maybe this is like whatever, right? Because as I said in the audio, is that it doesn't necessarily take much. Right? So what door do you have open in your life? What is causing you to feel so rejected, to feel so abandoned, to have this deep sense of disappointment where it's so hard for you to believe in God, where it's so hard for you to believe that God has redeemed you, where it's so hard to believe that God has restored you, where it's so hard to believe that you can become a successful business owner, right? Where is that belief stemming from? It's important that we deal with the root of it and not the symptom, because the symptoms is going to be all the other things that take place. But like, where is it stemming from? Where is the root of this particular thing, right? What is giving it life? So we want to be able to identify it. And then as we identify it, then we can find healing from it. We can find how it is now spreading into multiple areas of our life. We can find healing from that particular area and how it has spread and how it has manifested into our relationships, because it causes an emotional instability within our relationships and in our attachment styles, right? We're waiting for people to reject us. We're waiting for things to not work out, because that's what the orphan spirit creates within us. It creates a false depiction of what is actually true, right? And so I want for us to know that we are adopted into God's family, right? We are adopted into God's family. God has a plan. God has a purpose for our lives. God has predestined it, right? God has predestined everything that is happening within our life, right? And so even if that particular rejection and that particular wound has invaded your life, God has a plan and a purpose for that he's going to use that particular thing for a particular purpose. But before we can get there, we first have to allow God to heal us from that, right? We first have to receive the spirit of adoption. We first have to receive the spirit of adoption and to know that we are one with God, right? And that we are worthy and that we have a place with God and that we are worthy to have a relationship with God and that God doesn't look at all the things, right, that we look at and how we disqualify ourselves, right? I'm going to drop some Bible scriptures, but some of the things is that, you know, just Ephesians 1 and 3, where we're just like, just really understanding that we have a place with Jesus and that we have a relationship with God and that God, that we can cry out to God, Abba Father, and that we're not strangers, that we're not just some sort of like creature that, that God doesn't want to talk to, that God doesn't want to have a relationship with. Right. And so if we're trying to find healing from it, we have to first identify it. We have to first understand the wounds and how, what particular entryway. We have to declare that we have found freedom. We have to renounce all those particular areas, right? I renounce it. I close this door by the blood of Jesus that it would not have access to my life. And I welcome the spirit of adoption into my life, into this particular story. Because as God is calling and elevating you and wanting for you to tell your story and wanting for you to step out into entrepreneurship, the enemy wants to create that false reality, right? And so the next thing is that God, create a new reality in me. Change my viewing of what I see. Change my viewing of self. Change my viewing of you so that I can be able to stand firmly and boldly in the will of God and also in the plan of God. And that is going to be our mission for this month, is that we allow for the spirit of adoption to reign gloriously within us, and that everything that once had us bound doesn't have authority over us, doesn't have power over us. We talked about that in the fast and prayer, that it is finished and that it has no hold over us. The wounds that we had, they have no hold over us. Right? So we have allowed for ourselves to become rid of those, and we have allowed for ourselves to be adopted by God and to know that we are a part of his family and that everything that belongs to God, God says that he has given us access to. So if you're in a season and you're praying that God changes, that God helps you to see yourself, like you have access to see things from God's perspective. Right? That is what's available to you. If you're praying that God heals you from fatherhood wounds and motherhood wounds, like you have access to that. And that is all that we're going to talk about within this audio. As I said, I'm going to drop some Bible scriptures below that we can really start to reiterate over ourselves if you are trying to find healing from these particular wounds and how these wounds and the spirit has activated in your life. And so I just want to close this out with a prayer. So, the Heavenly Father, God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for everyone that's listening to this audio, God, everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, God. I pray, Lord God, that we close every entry wound, Lord God, that the orphan spirit has into our life, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, that I renounce it by the blood of God. Lord God, that we close every door, Lord God, every entryway, every portal, Lord God, everything knowing and unknowingly, God, that has gained access to our life, God, but that we allow for ourselves, Lord God, to become free, redeemed, and restored. God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you are changing our viewing, God, that you are allowing for us to know, God, that the spirit of adoption is over us, God, and that everything that is trying to withhold us back, God, from seeing ourselves through your lens, God, may we allow for ourselves to rest in the truth of God. Lord God, may you reveal yourself, may you reveal your character to us, God, and that you allow for us to know, Lord God, that we have been adopted by you, God, and all of the wounds that we have when it comes to our Father, when it comes to our mother, when it comes to past rejection and past things, God, may we allow for them, Lord God, to be, we put it at your feet, God. We rest it at your feet, Jesus, God. Lord God, and that we ask you, God, to heal us in this area, God, that we want to be free in this area, God, that you heal us, God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that you are healing us from timidness, God, from rejection, from abandonment, God, from disappointment, God, and that you are allowing for us to see ourselves through your lens, God. God, may we find healing, may we find hope, and may we find faith in your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, you guys, I'll talk to you in the next audio.
Hey, sis, if you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. To stay up to date with everything that's happening within the Her Revive family, to get all of the bonus behind the scene content and even inspirational pieces, you can follow us on Instagram and also on Twitter at Her Revive. Until next time, you guys, chat soon.